Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ of the World broadcast. I'd like to read again a scripture we've been focusing on this week, found in Hosea, the chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. Come, and let us return unto the Lord, for He hath torn, and He will heal us. He hath smitten, and He will bind us up. After 2 days will He revive us, in the third day He will raise us up, and we shall live in His sight. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord, His going forth is prepared as the morning, and He shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. And I've been sharing the prophetic significance of this passage of Scripture. When we return to God, when God's people who are called by His name will humble themselves and pray and seek His face, then He will forgive their sin. He will hear from heaven and heal our land. Beloved, we have to not just close our eyes to what's going on around us. We cannot just throw up our hands and say, what can we do? But God has called us as His people. If we want to see healing and restoration in our land, then, beloved, it comes to the church first. Judgment begins at the house of the Lord. And beloved, that's why I'm taking this time on the broadcast this week, just the sense of urgency and burden from the Lord that we need to, if we're ever going to be serving God, we need to serve Him now. We need to just release those things that have been hindrances and obstacles to us and allow the Lord to do that work of cleansing in our life by the washing of the water of the Word. And so this passage says, if we return to God, He will turn to us in mercy. He will heal us. He'll bind us up. And then we shall know, if we follow on to know the Lord, there's a growing experience that is detailed here, and the Holy Spirit is our teacher. There's also times of refreshing. He will come as the rain, which is even in the natural, refreshes the earth. Isaiah 28 and 10 to 12 says, for precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little, for with stammering lips and another tongue will I speak to this people, to whom He said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet His people would not hear. And then a familiar passage in the New Testament in Acts, the 3rd chapter, verse 14. Repent, again, the apostle was speaking to the people of God, those who were not saved, but they thought they were serving God after a fashion. He says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And then as we walk and follow on to know the Lord, as we desire to and seek His face, as we repent, there will be refreshing, and then there will be spiritual abundance. It doesn't matter what's going on in the world. There could be economic crashes going on, but God will take care of His people. Remember the widow in Elijah's day? There was famine in the land, but the meal and the oil, the cruse of oil, never ran dry. Praise God. So there's also a spiritual abundance, and I want to share a scripture found in Deuteronomy 11 and 11. But the land whither ye go to possess it, it is a land of hills and valleys, and drinketh water of the rain of heaven, a land which the Lord thy God careth for. The eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it, from the beginning of the year even unto the end of the year. And beloved, that was speaking of the literal land that God was bringing His people Israel into, but our promised land that spiritual land of Canaan is abundantly supplied with rain, spiritual blessings, the presence of God, material blessings, everything that pertains to life and godliness. There is divine favor. Proverbs 16 and 15 says, "In the light of the king's countenance is life, and his favor is as a cloud of the latter rain." Praise God. Remember that latter rain that came to the parched earth in the Middle East that allowed the farmer to break up that hardened, dry ground from the summer heat and a drought and allowed the crops to be planted. God will come to us as the latter rain if we will do our part, if we will break up our fallow ground. Praise God. So what is our prayer? Lord, send us the rain. Amen. Naturally as well as spiritually. Let's just take a moment to join our hearts in prayer. Father, we thank you for your word. And Lord, we want to respond to the words that were spoken so many centuries ago by the prophet Isaiah. We want to return unto you, Lord. We want to return individually. We want to return as a nation. Lord, we've been torn. We've been smitten, but you will heal us and you will bind us up. And you said, Lord, if we would follow on to know the Lord, if we'd continue on, Lord, that you would come unto us as the rain, as the latter rain and the former rain unto the earth. And Father, we stand on your word that as we repent, as we turn to you with fasting and prayer, as we seek your face, Lord, and I know, Lord, you've been speaking to ministers across the land to even call for solemn assemblies, Lord, that we might weep between the porch and the altar, that we could see revival come. Father, we want to see our loved ones saved. We want to see our families saved, our children, our parents, those that are walking in the ways of the world. And so, Father, we're asking for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. You said you would do this in the last days, and you would show signs and wonders in the heavens. Your sons and your daughters, Lord, would prophesy. And so, Father, enable us to pray. Enable us to prophesy or to speak forth your will, what you desire to be done, Lord, before it is everlastingly too late. Father, we thank you for moving upon your people. We pray for that mantle of prayer, that mantle of intercession, and a burden, a sense that whatever we're going to do, we must do now while it is still day, for the night cometh in which no man can work. Father, I thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. For the Lord would say, my beloved, do not be disturbed about the circumstances surrounding your life, and don't be entangled with the yoke of this world when you look at the immorality in your nation, the corruption, the increase of wickedness, and the things that grieve your spirit. It's hard for you to stand in the face of it. While others would say, is there any hope? You will go to the very throne of grace. You will enter in behind the veil, and you will behold the risen Christ, who has all power in heaven and earth. You will return and become a messenger of hope, and I will help you. You shall be able to show the way of escape. You shall be able to speak to those who are in danger of utter destruction. When the high priest came from behind the veil, he came with the witness. God had received the blood. He had received the sacrifice. He had pardoned the sins. He had made a way where there was no way. Beloved, this is an hour for you to declare that God will make a way where there seems to be no way. For I'm placing a new anointing on you, a fresh outpouring of holy oil that will release the burden that has been dragging you down. The burden shall be lifted, and I will give to you the burden of the Lord. Come to me, my beloved, and be refreshed, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. And as I spoke so long ago to my prophet Ezekiel, I would have you come in the spirit with me and go and look, if you will, at the valley of dry bones. Stand with Ezekiel and say to the wind of God, blow upon this valley of dry bones. Some are weeping over the valley of dry bones and are saying, where have these, my children, gone? What deadly disease has consumed them? What evil has befallen them. But I would say to you, beloved, go and stand over the valley of dry bones and say, as the prophet Joel said, in the last days it will come to pass, says God, that I will pour out of my spirit upon your sons and your daughters, and they will prophesy. The wind, the spirit of the wind, yea, the spirit of the living God will blow upon the valley of dry bones of the unsaved and backslidden children. And beloved, I say to you, there will be a shaking. There will be an awakening. There will be a coming together, and the dead bones will live again. And I will bring up a mighty army out of the valley of dry bones. And beloved, as you pray, and as you intercede, and as you prophesy my will into the earth, as it is in heaven, so shall it be on the earth. My power will destroy the works of darkness, and my children shall be girded with strength and with power for the battle. For did not my servant David have the revelation that he who is on the front lines, he who goes to battle, and he who stays by the baggage receive the same reward? Therefore, I would say in similar fashion, he who is preaching, he who is on the street corner, and he who is in the prayer closet are one in my purpose and plan. One plants, one waters, but God giveth the increase. A new refreshing, a new anointing would I impart to you. I have seen the tiredness and how the enemy has tried to harass you, but today the Lord would lift you up into his presence. There you shall find rest and strength and new resolve to continue pressing on. There shall you renew the joy of your salvation. Even though your hours may be filled with attending to the needs of others, I would minister to your needs and fill you to overflowing with my grace and mercy to you, says the Lord. Praise God. Well, I needn't add anything to what the Lord has said. My time has flown by, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. I do ask you to stand with me in prayer for this nation, and I'll share with you my heartfelt encouragement if you would send your prayer requests as I stand and agree with you in prayer. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.